Welcome to the Instant Trivia Podcast, episode 1142, where we ask the best trivia on the internet. Let's jump right in. Round one. The category, dead precedents. First question. In 1943, the Supreme Court overruled a 1940 decision and said students couldn't be required to salute this. The answer is the American flag. Here's a bit of additional context. The 1943 Supreme Court case was West Virginia State Board of Education v. Barnett, which held that the Free Speech Clause of the First Amendment protects students from being forced to salute the American flag or say the Pledge of Allegiance in school. Second question. In 1987, the Supreme Court overruled an 1861 decision that courts couldn't do this, order a suspect handed over to another state. The answer is extradite. Third question. Agostini v. Felton reversed a 1985 ruling that prohibited public school teachers from teaching in these schools. The answer is parochial. Fourth question. 1961's Mapp v. Ohio overturned a 1949 ruling and said this amendment bars illegally seized evidence from state courts. The answer is the Fourth Amendment. Fifth question. This controversial 2010 decision overruled a precedent that had barred certain political contributions. The answer is Citizens United v. Federal Election Commission. Round two, the category Hot Films, Cool Films. First question. George Kennedy won an Oscar, in part, for beating the heck out of Paul Newman in this movie. The answer is Cool Hand Luke. Second question. A brutal murder is solved in this 1967 Oscar winner. The answer is In the Heat of the Night. Third question. Judith Anderson played Big Mama Pollitt, the matriarch of a greedy Southern family, in this film. The answer is Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. All right, fourth question in this round. After Body Heat steamed up the screen, Lawrence Kasdan cooled down and directed this movie next. The answer is The Big Chill. Fifth question. As Reveter Clayton Brooks, Dick Van Dyke led a townwide effort to quit smoking in this 1971 film. The answer is Cold Turkey. Round three, the category Take the Kids. First question. Toon Lagoon at Universal Studios Florida boasts a white-knuckle raft ride named for Bluto and this sailor. The answer is Popeye. Second question in this round. In part of Disney's Animal Kingdom, no glass separates you from the giant fruit type of this flying mammal. The answer is a bat. Third question. The kids love Pecos Goofy's Frontier Review at this Asian city's Disneyland. The answer is Tokyo. Fourth question. At Nepal's Royal Chitwan National Park, watch out for the marsh mugger type of this gator relative. The answer is a crocodile. Fifth question. This West Coast city boasts museums devoted to Asian art, cartoon art, and cable cars. The answer is San Francisco. Time for round four. The category, I learned it online. First question. Freetranslation.com taught me your eyes shine like oysters in this language. I suoi occhi brillano come le ostriche. The answer is Italian. Second question. Wendy's.com informed me that the 3/4 pounds triple width, This has 980 calories but plenty of calcium. The answer is cheese. Third question. AmericanHeart.org tells us that a hands-only version of this procedure is fine, no need for rescue breaths. The answer is CPR. Fourth question. HowStuffWorks.com told me each Apache one of these can carry 16 Hellfire missiles. Cool. The answer is a helicopter. Fifth question. The This Day in History feature on History.com taught me the 25th is the day in 1991 when he quit as Soviet leader. The answer is Mikhail Gorbachev. And now the last round, the category, two types of China. First question. Shallow seven-letter dish used to serve food. Maybe we should have served you the clue on one. The answer is a platter. Second question. It's the animal of the Chinese year beginning in 2008. The answer is the rat. Third question. In the Chinese Civil War, 1945 to 1949, it was the communists versus these. The answer is the nationalists. Fourth question. In 1998, this Chinese organization, abbreviated PLA, was ordered to sell off all its non-defense assets. The answer is the People's Liberation Army. Fifth question in this round. Henry James compared his character Miss Pansy Osman to a China figurine from this German city. The answer is Dresden. Thanks for listening. Come back tomorrow for more exciting trivia.